The use of cavalry within ancient Chinese warfare is something the Qin are credited with introducing on a large scale. This has to do with the geographic location of their homeland. The practice was learned from nomadic peoples with whom the Qin shared borders. During a time when battles were fought for the most part by foot soldiers and chariots, the Qin cavalry's ability to strike hard and fast overwhelmed many of their enemies. The short armor and pleated skirt on this figure, which would have made riding a horse easier, identifies him as a cavalryman. In the Qin army, cavalrymen were often assigned reconnaissance missions and would have to travel long distances to obtain information about enemy forces. The attire, pose, facial expression, and physical build of this figure suggests he is ready for his assignment. With his arms at his sides, his now empty hands once held a crossbow and the reins of a horse. Less than half of the terracotta horses excavated from the mausoleum pits are cavalry horses. Unlike the bare-backed horses which draw chariots, cavalry horses are each saddled and individually paired with an armored cavalryman. This horse's expressive face, alert ears, and plated tail convey prestige and strength. The saddle is finely detailed with straps, tassels, buckles, and a blanket, and its bridle components. The bits and reins were detachable pieces made of bronze or carved stone. The large hole in the abdomen of this terracotta horse provided ventilation while it was fired in a kiln in one of the imperial workshops.